having changed Humboldt County's Cannabis Business Assistance Program to help farmers pay back tax debts, the county is tweaking it again due to concerns that focusing on the debts disadvantages those who've paid their taxes. The county's Board of Supervisors revisited the previous decision at its August 26th meeting. The discussion centered on how to distribute a new round of state funding for the Project Trellis Local Equity Program, with a core issue being whether the program should be limited to paying off outstanding Measure S excise tax debts or expanded to support wider business needs. County staff cautioned that expanding the program's scope would significantly increase the administrative workload and could slow down the distribution of the approximately $657,000 in new funding. The current version of the program's manual, approved in April, restricts grant funds to covering past due Measure S and property taxes. But that has sparked concerns from some in the cannabis community who argue it unfairly benefits growers who are behind on their taxes and excludes those who have remained compliant. Ross Gordon of the Humboldt County Growers Alliance recommended that the board adopt the broader approach.
So the status quo and alternative A really limit the eligible uses of these equity funds to repaying county debts, Measure S property tax planning fees. Alternative B is the only alternative that allows these equity funds to be used for any type of business activity or other activity. So things like rent, compliance costs, capital improvements, et cetera. And I think it's really important that the county retain the option for equity recipients to be able to use funds for this purpose for a couple reasons. One is just thinking about what is the purpose of this program. The purpose of the equity funds from both the state and county level is to provide support to individuals who are impacted by the war on drugs. If the decision from the board is to limit the use of those funds only to repaying county debts, it's not really funds that are being distributed to people impacted by the war on drugs. It's funds being distributed to people in that category specifically who happen to have a debt to the county. There's no eligibility for many other items that people need those resources for to be successful in the market.
Southern Humboldt cannabis farmer Craig Johnson said restoring the program's scope of eligibility will help the cannabis industry.
This money is coming from tax dollars that were generated from us, the cannabis community. And now we're going to take those funds and use taxes to pay taxes. And we've been saying that a lot in the cannabis business, that we're constantly using taxes to pay taxes, and we pay taxes on top of taxes. And more of us are falling away from the little bit of industry that we have left.
To address the staffing cost issue, while also opening a new funding opportunity for compliant farmers, Board Chair Michelle Bushnell proposed maintaining the tax debt scope of the program, but adding state licensing fees to funding eligibility.
It opens an option to cultivators that have done all the work, paid all the fees, so then it would give them an option to say, hey, that's something that I'm getting rewarded because I have done all my, paid everything, I'm up to date, I've done all my compliance. The other way, they feel left out and they feel like they're being punished because they're current on everything, and it's very difficult, and I hear it continuously. So I would like this board to consider that we add to pay state license fees.
Bushnell's proposal was supported by other supervisors and unanimously approved. The program's new scope also includes paying fees charged by the planning department. Also at the meeting, supervisors voted to withdraw from the California Cannabis Authority, or CCA, a statewide joint powers authority aimed at assisting counties with cannabis policy and data. The county's membership costs $28,000 a year, and Planning Director John Ford said the CCA has, quote, not continued to provide meaningful information. The CCA was initially formed by the California State Association of Counties to address issues like cannabis banking and enforcement, but in recent years, the group's membership has dwindled from many counties down to just three, including Humboldt. The decision to withdraw was unanimous. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.